Chapter 7. Now concerning the things about which you wrote, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. But, because of sexual immoralities, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband fulfill his marital duty to his wife, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband. Likewise also the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife. Do not deprive one another, unless it is by consent for a season, that you may give yourselves to prayer, and may be together again, that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. But this I say by way of concession, not of commandment. Yet I wish that all people were like me. However, each one has his own gift from God, one of this kind, and another of that kind. But I say to the unmarried and to widows, it is good for them if they remain even as I am. But if they do not have self-control, let them marry. For it's better to marry than to burn. But to the married I command not I, but the Lord, that the wife not leave her husband, but if she departs, let her remain unmarried, or else be reconciled to her husband, and that the husband not leave his wife. But to the rest I not the Lord say, if any brother has an unbelieving wife, and she is content to live with him, let him not leave her. The woman who has an unbelieving husband, and he is content to live with her, let her not leave her husband. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified in the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the brother. Otherwise your children would be unclean, but now they are holy. Yet if the unbeliever departs, let there be separation. The brother or the sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God has called you to peace. For how do you know, wife, whether you will save your husband? Or how do you know, husband, whether you will save your wife? Only, as the Lord has assigned to each one, as God has called each, so let him walk. So I command in all the churches. Was anyone called having been circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Has anyone been called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. Let each person stay in that calling in which he was called. Were you called being a slave? Do not let that bother you, but if you get an opportunity to become free, use it. For he who was called in the Lord being a slave is the Lord's free person. Likewise he who was called being free is Christ's slave. You were bought with a price. Do not become slaves of people. Brothers, let each one, in whatever condition he was called, stay in that condition with God.